here tonight. Rain picked up in the second half. Well, a post-game interview now with Storm Lake Tornado football coach Rudy Week. His team defeats the visiting Pocahontas area Indians 49-13. That's a tough game to describe. Sloppy at times, difficult at times. Your team, though, ends up on the winning side, scoring 49 points for the second straight game.
Yeah, you know, I like you said, I think we had some positives. I think we had some stuff that obviously didn't go quite right, but anytime you're hanging 49 and that's a good football team, I'm happy with the performance.
7-0 at the end of the first, 28-7, 21-7 was the score at the break. Take us to the locker room, some things you and your staff discussed with the kids.
There was a lot of good stuff, and we always tell them, you know, if we talked about all the good stuff, then that's how we'd spend all our time. So we try to focus on things that we can work on. We thought the kick return in the first half wasn't very good blocking-wise. Our coverage on their number six, he's a good kid, man. That kid can play.
Mm-hmm.
And we were struggling with that, so we talked about ways to fix that. I think we did some things better in the second half, but, obviously we couldn't take care of him completely.
Distributing the football again as far as the scoring tonight with Mulgay, Chavez, and Hoops all getting rushing touchdowns in that first half.
Yeah, we like to give the ball to multiple people, and it's easy when we've got so many guys that are talented at running the rock, you know. At the end there, we were trying to get Marquise the ball, and he's, you know, freshman kid out there just to get him some experience, and I don't know if it looked wrong or what, but I just, you know, Pocahontas is a classy team. We weren't trying to run anything up. It was just, you know, trying to get multiple people the ball, trying to get more people involved. It's tough because they don't have a ton of kids out. They're a smaller school than us. We've got a lot that we want to try to get playing time, so it's tough when we're in completely different size schools.
I know last week you were talking about your offensive line in the post game. Pokey's defensive line, pretty solid. Your thoughts on the trenches?
Oh, man, those defensive tackles were tough to deal with. You know, we've got big, strong offensive linemen. Their defensive linemen are the same way. So we had some stalemates, and, anytime that we have a stalemate on offense, we consider that a loss. So we've got to get driving off. We've got to get double-teaming harder. But overall, you know, the offensive line did a better job thinking this week. We know that they're big. We know that they're strong. We know they can move. But sometimes we get a little lackadaisical in our thoughts, and I think this week we did a better job. I'll have to see the tape to make sure.
Warge had a terrific catch, which led to our first score. Kevin completed 16 passes for right around .175. Good game.
Really, 16 passes. I guess we threw a lot of bubbles. We were trying to get, you know, they were stacking the box, and Duque kind of took that personally. He said, they don't think I can throw. Well, he had 27 yards passing last week. I don't really blame him. So they didn't cover bubble as much, so we were hitting that, and you know, we kind of came back to the well until they were able to stop it, and that kind of explains that.
Algona next week here at home, we get the district rolling.
Yeah, man, Algona looks tough. They're a much improved football team. I think that's going to be a dogfight.
Yeah, they won tonight 23-21, late field goal. Rudy Week, thank you. Enjoy the weekend.
Yeah, sounds good. Thank you.
You're welcome. Coach Week here in the post-game commentary with us on 92.9 KKIA.